Thanks for taking time out of your day for this episode of the Geyer Cook Report. We're going to talk today about how to use a Twitter card. Recently, I did an upgrade for the Route6Tour.com website that required some changes to the meta tag code. It's an HTML site, and an edit to the robots.txt files in order for the Twitter card to work right. And I'll show you what I mean. If you go to the show notes of the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, we'll have a link to that video. And it looks like this. If you go into your web page as the raw code, HTML code, you're going to add these meta tags that you see here to generate the Twitter card. So they'll go into the head element where you're, like your open graph tags, right above or right below that. Many of the open graph tag values, the content descriptions that they have there, you'll use in the Twitter card too, like your title, your description, and so forth, even the Twitter card image. And one part of the image that's tricky is you got to make sure that your robots.txt file isn't blocking the Twitter bot from crawling it. And in order to get that to happen, you have to edit the robot's text to look like this. Okay, in the Notepad++ is the editor that I use for text editing. And you can see I got the user agent Twitter bot is allowed to crawl the images and the archives folders of the website. And then all the other bots I've got blocked with a disallow statement from the email, the FTP that includes the CGI bin, etc. that you can see there in the link if you've got that on your browser as a video file as promised. And so that ends up, once you get all that set, then you go to the validator, and that'll look like this. Once you get into the card validator, and the URL will be in the show notes if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Anyway, you put in the absolute URL for where your Twitter card meta tags are located, and it'll then click on preview the card, and then bazinga, you've got a card preview over there on the right hand side. It might take a minute for the thing to update and see everything, but once you got that done, you're going to see the page was fetched successfully, the meta tags were found, the type of Twitter card is shown, and if it was successful. The log notes there are going to tell you if you've got any problems, and if you do, well, you know a guy on the internet that might can help you. Okay? I want to thank all the patrons that support the Geyer Cook Report. Hi, just real quick, there's three ways to get a hold of Geyer Cook. You can go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, just like it shows in that text there. Or you can call me, area code 360-447-7384. Or you can look me up on about.me, whack Geyer Cook, and contact me through that URL. This Twitter card presentation, it's important, and that's why we shared it with you today. You have a good one, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. It's a wrap.